This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
Of course, you can bring up anything. That's the point of the program here. We are going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, though. We do have with us Mark Edge. He's a co-host here on Free Talk Live. He's been traveling around the world for the last roughly half a decade and searching for the freest place, at least, to his beliefs. And he's found the idea of a certain zone, an economic freedom zone, basically, that some business people have cut a deal with, in this case, the government of Honduras. But these exist in other parts of the world. But he's most interested in the Honduran ones, where they cut this deal, and then supposedly they get to set the rules. There's like no taxes, basically. There's no regulations. And
it's like Disney World.
And like Disney World.
I mean that literally. I realize this sounds sarcastic, but that's pretty much the agreement they had with Disney.
Disney World is a good example of a special economic zone here in the United States. And like Disney World, our biggest critique of this, of course, is that it could be swept out from underneath this organization. And in fact, recently the Honduran government abolished, or at least indicated that they intend to abolish, with a unanimous vote, the idea of the special economic zone. However, it's not completed until they vote on it a second time, sometime in 2023. But that said, Mark, you were calling to address what a caller had said about you the other night. Last week sometime, they said that you were trying to, quote-unquote, poach free staters, that is to say, libertarian activists that have moved to New Hampshire or might be considering a move or planning a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is the world's largest and most successful, despite all of the negatives that you're pointing out, is the most successful political migration for libertarians that has ever existed. But it's the most
successful in getting people to move there. That's true.
It's also the most successful libertarian movement anywhere on the planet, in that if you just look at political successes, let alone the massive civil disobedience events that we've had here and such, if you just look at political successes, no other libertarian movement anywhere has come close. The Libertarian Party in 50 years has not even done a fraction of what the libertarians here in New Hampshire have accomplished.
Well, that's a very U.S.-centric look at things, and I've tried to deviate from that because I can tell you
the Libertarian parties and elsewhere in the world are also pretty useless as well. So I mean, we've definitely done better than they have.
Libertarians in Honduras did propose this special autonomous zone, this upgrade to the special economic zone, and they got it passed through legislatively. That's a political, by the way that I count politics, that's a political win, and that zone is. It has its own civil law, its own police. It's able to exclude the local police from their zone, and they can have their own arbitration. They can basically run their own town. They're sovereign.
But yet you chose not to join it.
I don't have the option of joining it at this time.
Why not?
What do you mean I chose not to join it?
Well, okay, I presume you're talking about the Prospera, which is located on
There's two of them.
Okay.
There's two of them. One is Prospera.hn. The other one is Morazan.city.
Right.
And, they're at this point, we don't know what's going to happen in Honduras in the future. But then again, you don't know what's going to happen in New Hampshire.
But you're building your own project on a different island entirely. And I'm pointing out here that despite all of the supposed freedoms of Prospera, you chose not to join that particular setup. Is it just a personal disagreement with the founder?
I don't have a personal disagreement with the founder, no. I am.
Then why would you move to a smaller population island when you could be on an island with 20,000 people? Instead, you chose one with 3,000.
I felt like the culture of the island of Utila was far superior to that of Roatan.
Okay.
There was an opportunity to for sort of a fast start, in so much as there was a resort that had a small amount of rooms, but a large amount of land, large enough to, at some point or another, perhaps if things looked right, you know, be autonomous in its own right. But today, that doesn't look that way. You know, I mean, a business person has to decide what's right now, as well as what's right in the future.
Okay.
Okay. So this, so the other thing wasn't right for you because of the culture of the island. Isn't the Roatan Island, I mean, you've told me about it in the past, you used to be very excited about it. Isn't it a pirate island? Doesn't it have a lot of pirate history? A lot of English speakers are around there. And, you know, what was wrong with it?
Yeah, the pirates hung out in the Bay Islands generally. And there's really, you know, as far as, look, I think that it's just like spreading seeds. Mm-hmm. You got to try a bunch of different things, and one of them might take. I don't know, and I hope Prospera is wildly successful. And I hope that if they are wildly successful, I can hitch my wagon to them.
Mm-hmm. But Mark, you used to have a farm. You know that's not the way farming works. You don't just plant a bunch of seeds and then walk away and hope for the best.
You got to tend them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, there's different farming practices on different farms. I hope the farming practices on Prospera work.
But you're saying you can't even move there if you wanted to. There's not any actual places for sale, no places to build.
There's places for sale, but there aren't currently places. Well, I'm not allowed to announce anything that is beyond that, but there are no places to live at this time, as I understand it, according to what I've seen from Prospera.
So this is a pretty speculative thing, right? Like, whoever gets into this special economic zone is getting in on the ground floor. They're going to have to build a house. They're going to have to build a business, a warehouse or whatever it is.
No, at Morazan.city, you can go to Morazan.city right now, and we're renting out units at Morazan. I'm involved in that, too, because I think that these are just the best idea. I want to be involved in each one of these projects. And
now, this is the one that's on the mainland of Honduras.
Yeah, this is where you're not going to be living with the libertarians. You're going to be living with a bunch of Honduran textile workers, right?
Well, I don't know whether that's true or not. At this point, the Honduran textile workers really haven't moved in, and nobody feels real solid because of the Honduran government voting to get rid of Zetes. So what I'm doing is I've managed to get 5 units rented to libertarians.
Really?
People that care about this stuff.
Do these units exist?
I told you over and over again. Yes, this isn't for rich people. These aren't palatial things, skyscraping above the slums of Chaloma. These are units for $200 per month, furnished in a
heck of a price. I mean, you're gonna
but isn't it like the size and of a your typical truck trailer?
It's an apartment, right? A small apartment.
It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. As far as square footage goes, I guess it was something like 700 square feet.
That's a great deal. I mean, compared to anything you can get in the United States, that's amazing. If somebody can work from home.
But how is it compared to places that you can rent in the Honduras?
It's compatible, generally. I mean, mostly you get shacks for that price in Honduras, and this is a brand new build.
This is new construction on what is a gated community, essentially, right? There's security in
highly gated, yes. Mm-hmm. Three-meter wall. Mm-hmm. So,
of course, you still have to leave in order to go shopping in the city or whatever, so it's like...
You can pay somebody to do it for you, and labor's so cheap in that area that they'll just take a list from everybody, and then they'll deliver your groceries back to you.
But you had expressed to me...
But I would agree. I think that's the number one thing that's wrong with Chaloma. Please give me an opportunity to point it out, is that Honduras, 5 years ago, this area of Honduras was the kidnapped capital of the world, and I'm not talking about kidnapping rich Americans, but of course they would. Mm. I'm talking about somebody's abuela just getting picked up. Hey, you got $500 to get your grandma back? Kind of kidnapping. Now, mind you, it's dropped off dramatically. The police are, addressing it, and they're much better trained than they were. But, I wouldn't take my FTL crew there out drinking and carousing in the bars of Chaloma. By God, no. No, I wouldn't.
There's more coming up here in moments, and so there's obviously ups and downs to everywhere in the world, right? Like, yeah, we've got the federal government here, and they still...
You won't get kidnapped in New Hampshire.
No, I'm not worried about getting kidnapped on my way home from a bar here in New Hampshire.
The federal government is more likely to kidnap you here. It's a totally different gang. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open right here. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. We started out talking about financial difficulties, and there's more to come on. We touched on the gas prices, but We've got two competing stories. Aria, you've got a story about saying for millions of Americans, tens of millions of Americans apparently, it's the best times ever.
Yeah, I mean, just ask Mark. Everything's going great. There's nothing bad going on. All you have to do is, you know, live internationally, you know, buy a house in Honduras or, you know, Mexico or the Cayman Islands or, what was it, the Marianas Islands.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. It's really not that bad. All you have to do is, you know, be rich.
Well, I don't know if that's what he's saying.
That's not what Mark is saying, no.
But
that's more or less what these people are saying. They're like, hey, look, if you're... Things aren't so bad for those people who are employed.
We'll get into it coming up. Also, over half of Americans are saying they're worried about their standard of living, so we'll talk about both of those stories on the way here. But Mark Edge is still with us, calling from... I don't even get where you're calling from. Where are you tonight, Mark? Oh, did we lose him? Oh, he's gone. I didn't even notice. He dropped out of the Jitsi call. So I guess he said all he needed
like,
to
I'm
say.
Done here. My job is done.
Yeah, to the point that he was trying, I wish he was still on the line. Because there were a few other things I would have said to him, but I'll say them now anyway, is that he does come across to some people listening as though he's trying to recruit people to his project, which is fine. I don't think... There's a certain segment of people that living abroad and being wealthy enough to do that is, they're out there.
Sure.
You know? And there's...
And I mean, if you can pay $200 a month in rent for, you know, a two-bedroom apartment,
yeah. You don't need to be wealthy in that case.
And you can make $200 a month plus online. And you got to figure groceries are probably significantly cheaper there in the Honduras or whatever.
Possibly,
so
yeah.
You can probably live comfortably, reasonably comfortably
for
there.
$1,000 a month, easy. Yeah, no doubt. And so that's one side of it, right? Living in the Morazan city, you can live relatively cheaply. Living over on Mark's resort island, probably not so cheap in that particular case. But... The world now has more people working from home than ever before, right? So during the whole COVID situation, that was one of the positives that came out of it, was that a lot of people who had never worked from home were able to work from home, and it turned out they liked it. And it turned out some businesses thought it was a productive thing, so they kept it. So there's definitely more people that can do this sort of digital nomad lifestyle than ever before. So maybe it is time for these things to these special economic zone projects to rise to some prominence and have some success. And I hope it does. I don't wish it anything bad. I think it's great. Mark believes that this is his calling from God to, you know, move forward with this project and make one a success. And I hope it does work out. I don't think it's right for a lot of people. A lot of people don't want to live on an island.
Well, this is equally true in New Hampshire, though, and I think this is where the disconnect is happening with Mark. Mark seems to think that, you know, we don't talk about the disadvantages of living in New Hampshire when how cold it is like right up
it's
there.
It's obvious.
Yeah, but the primary disadvantages of living in New Hampshire, oh, there's a government and all this other stuff, that's anywhere in the United States.
Right.
We're not inviting people to move here from, you know, some free country where there's relatively no government because the government's so poor or whatever, it can't really impede on their rights. We're trying to get people from the United States who already have to deal with more or less the same problems that they're going to have to deal with in New Hampshire.
Right. Mark talks a lot about the people who shouldn't, quote-unquote, move to New Hampshire. And if you believe in liberty and you are an activist... And you want to be with the number one activist libertarian community, there's nowhere else on the planet that you should be besides New Hampshire. If you want to live on an island and be left alone, allegedly, we don't know if that's actually going to transpire, but in Mark's vision, they would be left alone by the government, and you can afford to live that lifestyle, and that's the way you want to live, you should do that. You should move there. But if you want to see a place that is already arguably the freest on the planet, because if you look at New Hampshire, it's the number one freest of all the 50 states. And there's no real breakout to compare it to the rest of the world, because when you look at economic freedom indexes, they only compare nation states. They don't look at the U.S. states individually on those charts. So we can't say 100% for sure that if New Hampshire were broken away from all the other states that it would be number one in the world. But I think it would. I think there's a good chance of that. It certainly would be in the top five.
seems very likely that it would be.
Yeah. Because we wouldn't be weighed down by California and New York and all these other states that are bringing the average down, right? Those things bring the average of the United States freedom rankings down way, way far. So if you actually do care about liberty and you are an activist and you want to be with more libertarian people in a real community that's been around for decades, there's no other place to go. There is no other option for you. You can stay right where you are and live the life you're currently living under whatever tyranny you're living and continue to complain about liberty, or you can pick up your life and move somewhere and do something about it. And this is the place where you can do that.
It seems like a no-brainer to me. I mean, sure, there are advantages to everywhere. There's disadvantages to everywhere. And there's certainly some disadvantages to New Hampshire, but... You know, that big one, we sort of gloss over Morazada City and the possibility of getting kidnapped on your way home from a bar. That's not inconsequential to the average person trying to raise a family. That's a pretty big deal.
Right. How many people want to live the rest of their lives in a walled city and never leave?
Right.
Because
you can pay someone to go get your groceries and stuff like, great. So I can be a prisoner, an effective prisoner.
A voluntary prisoner.
Yeah, with the walls, 3 meter high walls around me and everything. Yeah. Full on prisoner. Let's put some razor wire up there while we're at it. That doesn't sound free to me.
No, it doesn't sound very, very like a life that I would want to necessarily live. So New Hampshire does have a problem with government. I mean, it does exist. The idea of the state is still alive and well here, as the Croydon vote that he mentioned pointed out. Oh, and I guess I didn't get to tell the rest of the story with Croydon. So I said I was going to and then completely forgot about it. So Croydon school board vote, they voted to cut the budget in half earlier this year. Big deal, right? Like, it made a lot of headlines. And then the status found a loophole. They said, oh, well, if we can get half the voters to turn out to a special meeting that we call, then we can re-vote on the thing that was already voted on. So it wasn't a done deal. And they did get enough people to show up at that meeting. And Mark was correct. The vote was like 300-something to 2. But that's because the opposition's plot was to not show up at the meeting. They were literally telling the people in the opposition, the opposition was really literally telling people to not show up. And the idea behind that was that if they didn't show up.
When you say the opposition, I assume you mean the people who were against the numbers being cut, because that was how it worked out. You know, they cut it in half, and it was the guy came in with a sales pitch, and he had all the numbers and the graphs and the stuff to demonstrate it, and it looked great.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the statists were galvanized by that. We can't let this happen to our schools.
Big time.
So they found some loophole, as you said, that allowed them to have this emergency meeting. Did the libertarians, the free staters, did they even know about this emergency meeting?
Absolutely. That's what I was saying. The opposition to the statists, the free staters and the liberty people, their opposition tactic was, do not show up at this meeting. And the idea was, if enough people, they had to have at least half the voters show up to even make the meeting happen. So the idea was, if not half the voters showed up, then the meeting wouldn't even happen, the vote wouldn't even happen. And so that's why only 2 people were there on their side. There's way more than 2 people that wanted to cut the budget, but they all stayed home on purpose. So that's why. But still, more than half of the voters did come out, and they did vote overwhelmingly to restore the full, insane $18,000 per student budget. There's more coming up here.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. NFL quarterback Tom Brady is keeping his options open when he retires from the game.
Tom Brady is already locking in his next plans after he's done playing football. The seven-time Super Bowl champion will be joining Fox Sports as the network's lead analyst. Brady will call Fox's biggest NFL games and serve as an ambassador. CEO Lachlan Murdoch saying they're delighted that Tom has committed to joining the Fox team and wished him luck for his upcoming season. Brady retired earlier this year before deciding to return to the NFL to play another season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Small business owners don't expect the next 6 months to inspire confidence. The Small Business Optimism Index for April is unchanged. It marks 4 months in a row below the measure's 48-year average. This is USA Radio News. Missouri and Louisiana's attorneys general are pushing back against the Biden administration's so-called Ministry of Truth and Big Tech. Missouri AG Eric Schmidt spoke to Newsmax.
Yeah, this is really Missouri versus the Ministry of Truth. So we filed this lawsuit with Louisiana against the Biden administration, really two of the most corrupt players right now, two of the biggest institutions, big government and big tech, for colluding to suppress speech and violate the First Amendment. Ultimately, the government doesn't get to outsource its censorship to private parties.
A California district attorney declined to file charges against legendary boxer Mike Tyson after being caught on video allegedly punching a passenger on a flight. DA Steve Wagstaff said on Tuesday he's declared the case closed. In addition, Wagstaff added his office will not be filing charges against the passenger, Melvin Townsend, who declined to press charges against Tyson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Aria.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a social media platform for you at social.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's available for you all day, every day, and it's free, unlike, I don't know, some talk show websites where they charge you for things like that.
I mean, it's unlike most social media, right? Ours is free. We're not serving ads. We're not.
That's true. Yeah.
We're not using trackers to find out, you know, how should we be advertising things to
people. No, there's no data mining going on here.
Ours is actually completely free.
It's a great way to point out that. Thank you, Aria. The numbers or the website is social.freetalklive.com, and there are apps available, multiple apps for different operating systems. If you prefer to have an app rather than just use your web browser for the experience at social.freetalklive.com. So we talked about the Croydon vote. It was definitely bad, right? Like the status came out in huge numbers, and they proved that they're still alive and well and paying attention. And they took back and they repassed the school budget to where it's now, instead of $9,000 a student, $18,000 per student is what they're doing, and it's absolutely excessive. Insane. Yeah, it's insane. Private schools in the area are like $7,000 to $8,000.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, I mean, private schools have to be efficient. They can't be these bloated governmental monstrosities that have limitless amounts of money to spend.
But they're so much better too. Right? It's $7,000 or so, and you get probably way better, you know, 2-3 times the educational quality, maybe 10 times the educational quality at a private school than at a government school. But regardless, unfortunately, they didn't succeed. But no one said this was going to be an easy road. And to Mark's point about, oh, well, you know, the federal government rolled a tank into my studio. Yeah. You weren't here, but that's true. That is what they did, and it sucks. There's no doubt about it, but no one should come into an activism movement where the express goal is to end the state and think that they're just going to sit on their thumbs the whole time as, you know, we have success after success.
I agree. I mean, we always knew there was going to be pushback, and I feel like that's something that, you know, it gets overlooked in libertarian circles. If you're effective as an activist against the state, I mean, let's not...
And libertarians aren't in everywhere else except for New Hampshire.
Right. And let's not mince words here, though. We're libertarians. We oppose the state. We want to one degree or another. You know, I'm going to include the monarchists and the classical liberals here, even though I would argue they're classical liberals and monarchists, but whatever. We want to dismantle the state. We want to severely, drastically, or entirely reduce its power to zero. And we know what people do when you start threatening to take their power away. They lash out.
They get crazy.
Yeah. That's what we're trying.
Violent.
We're actively trying to do that to this organization that is defined by its use of violence against people. I think everyone who goes in to fight that particular war, the ideological war of peace against violence, of peace against aggression, rather, needs to know that, you know, it doesn't matter how peaceful you are. You can be Gandhi if you want. If you're effective enough, the state will use violence against you.
They beat the hell out of Gandhi's followers, as a matter of fact, over the issue of salt.
That's right, yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Those people suffered brutal beatings at the hands of the British and the Indian soldiers.
I mean, they killed Martin Luther King Jr., right?
Yes, they did.
He was completely peaceful as well. Yeah. There's a long history of peaceful activists who... You know, Jesus is yet another example. Yeah. If you make the state angry, the powers that be angry, they're going to use that power against you.
You're giving a great examples out of history. I don't want to make it sound like I'm looking to be a martyr or that you're looking to be a martyr. That's not what this is about.
No, it's just realistically, if you're effective, that's what's going to happen.
That's what happens. And we are one of the most visible aspects of the whole New Hampshire freedom migration. We're on the radio 7 nights a week talking about the success stories. We're one of the biggest beacons and recruiters for getting people to come here to this movement, which is, as we pointed out, the most successful libertarian movement on the planet. The feds can ignore the libertarians everywhere else because they're not even worth talking about.
They're really not.
They don't do anything that's successful. They have no political power. They're a sideshow, okay? And no one pays attention to them anywhere. But here, the libertarians are a threat. The Democrats are constantly attacking the libertarians, the Free State Project. They're having seminars about us. They're putting advertisements out there. Granite State Progress, which is one of the George Soros-funded activist groups for the leftists here in New Hampshire, has been following and obsessed with the Free Staters for most of the last decade. They're putting up bus stop advertisements, advertising a podcast that they've created to talk about what the Free Staters are doing.
Nice.
Basically.
And I mean, the Republicans, to be fair, aren't any happier about this than the Democrats are.
Well, they're getting their party taken over, and they're not happy about that.
They're grinning because, you know, for the first time in a long time, the Republicans are actually, like, getting talked about, and there's actually people attending their meetings and stuff like that. But the reality is that then they end up with the tranny anarchists running, and they go, oh,
I don't like that.
Wait. This is not what we had in mind when we agreed. You were supposed to be all straight, cis, white, old men. What happened here?
The political establishment, both right and left, is not happy about the Free Staters here. And the federal government isn't happy either. And they've been...
No, why would they be?
And they've been investigating... I mean, Mark acts like this was some kind of big surprise, but the fact is they've been investigating the liberty activists here in New Hampshire, specifically in Keene, since as far back as 2005. The very same federal agent, Phil Christiana, has been investigating this group of activists for longer than I've even lived here in New Hampshire. So this predates me, but I'm one of the more visible characters, and so of course he took an interest in me in this show and has been quite obsessed with us for many, many years. And so they made their move, and that's what you have to expect them to do. They're not just going to sit around as people are spreading the idea of independence from their power, as people are spreading the idea of peace against their wars.
When was it that they tried to get Rich Paul or nobody to wear a wire?
2012.
Okay, so long before the studio here was raided, or the property here was even raided,
they were trying to infiltrate
and trumped up charges. Yeah, they were they were literally trying to get somewhere to wear a wire into the studio or into the activist center and get them to say that they were advocating violence or aggression or revolution or something that wasn't even true.
Nope.
But they wanted to find a reason, any reason, to press charges or to trump up charges against the libertarian activists here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and it's not going to stop with us. Regardless of whatever it is that happens to Free Talk Live, and obviously we're hoping for total victory later this year in court, but regardless of what happens to us, the movement is going to continue. There are going to be continually migrating people coming here and getting active in various different ways, and some of them are going to raise their profile, and some of them are going to become targeted as well by the federal government. And that's a reality. And it's not fun. Right? Like, that's not what I'm... That's
no,
not
it
kind of
sucks.
No, that's... Yeah, it's...
I want to get back to spreading peace and the ideas of love and liberty.
I want to get... Well, I want to get back to being able to, you know, tell people about cryptocurrency and actually show them how to use crypto by demonstrating it for them, which I cannot do at this time. I can only just talk about it. And obviously, we're good at talking. That's why we're on talk radio. But we still can't do as much as we were previously able to do because of these bail restrictions that are on us. So, yeah, I'm with you as well, Arya. I'm looking forward to getting rid of these things. But I know that even if it's not us, they're going to be going after somebody. They're investigating somebody else out there right now. There's no doubt about it. And
they are
waiting until they can build a case of whatever BS trumped up charges they're going to build against whoever else they're going to. They're not going to give up on this.
No,
this is their thing.
And I tend to think, you know, optimistically, the best thing that could happen here is, you know, November comes and everything is just fine afterward.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to find, you know, the next people they hit are going to take the plea deals. And then they're just going to add to those statistics, and they're just going to make it look like more and more of a failure when it's not a failure. It's just, it's exactly what one would expect if one comes into this realistically, which is if you push against the federal government, they're going to push back. And if you're successful, they're going to try to break your arms.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my intention to push against them. I just want them to leave me alone. But just spreading the message of, hey, let's ignore them and walk away from this this relationship, it's going to make the abuser angry. And the
good
abuser
point.
Is going to point, is going to, you know, beat you if they can get a hold of you. And we're right here, and they know where we are, so they can get a hold of us. There's more coming up here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria.
We will talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking, in the first hour we started talking about the economic situation, gas prices, inflation, and there's a few more things to talk about when it comes to the economy. But then Mark called in to bring up the Free State Project, and that led us into that conversation. Of course, you're welcome to comment on anything. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Aria.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to bring up, did you know that today was the Salvation Army Day?
What does that mean?
I never knew they had a Salvation Army Day until they announced it this morning. So it's just a yearly thing that they have this day after the Mother's Day. So I guess...
But what does it mean? Is it their anniversary or something, or what?
Well, they're just celebrating all the great work that, you know, Salvation Army have done to help millions of people ever since it got formed. So I think it's that, you know?
Okay.
It is indeed Salvation Army Day, but I'm not finding what that really means. News.messenger.com, which appears to be a very Christian site, just says it's observed annually on March the 10th. That would not be today. That would be 2 months ago. So, it is observed annually on March the 10th, according to checkiday.com, which tells you, you know, what
various days there are assigned to the day.
March 10th is Salvation Army Day, not May the 10th.
I just want to say, I think generally the Salvation Army does good work. I know they are a very religious organization, so if you're not a fan of organized religion, and I tend not to be a fan of the big religions generally, I mean, that's not to say I'm a-religious. I am religious, but I just don't like the big organized religions. That said, they do help people in need. They do help the homeless, and they provide meals, and they provide socks and, you know, clothing and things like that. And they've been around and been doing that mission for a very, very long time. Unlike the government that, you know, just deprives people of wealth, the Salvation Army is helping raise people up. So good for them.
And I don't remember now, but if I recall correctly, the Salvation Army is one of these charity organizations that is not a scam and that does not have extremely highly paid CEOs and board members that are, you know, giving.
I would be surprised if they did, yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of them, like UNICEF and others are like that, where they're like
That's the UN.
Yeah, where like 5 cents of the dollar that you donate actually goes there. But Sarah, as it happens, today is Clean Your Room Day. It's also National Small Business Day. I don't want to trigger you with you being a communist and all of that. So it's also Sex Differences in Health Awareness Day. So, I mean, and it goes on here. There are dozens and dozens of these. It's Trust Your Intuition Day. What the hell is that?
Every day should be Trust Your Intuition Day.
Well, but it was announced on the KKOB. Maybe they switched the date. You know what I mean?
No,
I don't know.
Sarah,
maybe
you totally misunderstood what Aria was saying. She says that today is Salvation Army Day. You are correct.
No, March the 10th is.
That's today.
No, today's May the 10th.
Oh, March the, sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a typo. Mm-hmm.
The point is that there's a bunch of days, quote unquote, on the same day, and you can pick whichever one you want. If one sounds better than the other, if you need something to celebrate, there's something out there that'll probably fit you on any given day of the week.
Yeah, checkiday.com.
Is it just iDay or is it the word check iDay? I'm sorry, not clear what you're saying.
It's the word check, the letter I, and then the word day.
Check iDay.
Yeah, I don't know why they would call it that. They have a little button there that says today's holidays. You click that and it'll tell you all the holidays.
Dozens.
Tomorrow is Donate a Day's Wages to Charity Day. that's good news. It's Eat What You Want Day as well.
But you know them.
It says Cupcake Day, too. So.
Also.
What a garbage world we live in, man. It's National Root Canal Appreciation Day. Tomorrow is National Root Canal Appreciation Day.
Wow.
That's terrifying.
You know what,
Sarah?
I like, though? I like the bicycle day.
Why does there have to be a day for these things? I mean,
what is bicycle
day? Canadians started that. You know, like, ride your bicycle to work day.
But if you like a bicycle, why don't you ride the bicycle every damn day?
Well, but it's all about, like, raising awareness.
Does it
That's
really,
the whole
though?
Point. Like, the thing is, you can ride a bicycle.
For anybody that doesn't know they can get a bicycle? Like, are people out there unaware that they exist?
What's a bicycle?
But it's an acknowledgement, celebration of, no, everybody stop, don't ride a car. Don't drive a car today. Everybody's going to ride a bike to work.
Do you need a pat on the back for riding a bike?
Apparently.
Is that what this is all about? You want someone to pat you and say, you're doing such a good thing for the world by riding a bike today?
Well, it's the same thing as the Earth Day. It's all to celebrate the Earth Day, the environmental activists come out and they read about being a vegetarian and doing organic farming. And so it just raises awareness. Same thing with the Ride to Bike Walk Day. And isn't there some other day like that? What other environmental
day? There's a ton
of
that stuff.
I'm not convinced that's what people are doing on April the 20th, Sarah.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Is that Earth Day? Is the 20th?
I'm pretty sure April the 20th it was. Yeah, and it sort of became, you know, a different holiday.
CheckIDay.com. Wow. Insane.
Oh, evidently Earth Day changes. It was April 22nd this year.
National Shrimp Day today.
Actually, it's apparently always April 22nd, so I was just mistaken. Yeah, National Shrimp Day, National Lupus Day as well.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow, though. No, National Hostess Cupcake Day.
International Receptionist Day tomorrow. National Twilight Zone Day.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Wow.
I mean, and people just make this crap up, and they go, this is a national holiday. Yeah. And there's no form for people to fill out. They just start saying it, and
somehow
create a hashtag, and other people share it. And the next thing you know, it's National Twilight Zone Day.
Yeah, I guess if it helps you do a thing, then you know, have yourself a day. The number is 603-283-6160.
She shouldn't be riding a bike on this one particular day. Like, what would it help? It wouldn't do any good for me on National Ride a Bike Day, and there seems to be some dispute about what day it actually is. Like, they can't agree, but even if they did agree, it's not changing the world for me to go, oh, it's National Ride a Bike Day. Instead of driving my car, I'm going to ride a bike on this one day out of the year. That's not changing anything. That's not changing anyone's hearts and minds. It's not accomplishing anything.
Plus, and I don't know if it really raises that much awareness. Like, there's a person who is likely to ride a bike, and then there are the people that aren't. And I guess the idea is, well, let's encourage the people that aren't bike riders to ride a bike. And I don't think that if you live in a city in which bike riding is essentially not useful, like when I used to live in Sarasota, Florida, I never rode a bike. I didn't have a bike, except when I was a kid, right?
Right.
And as an adult, I didn't have a bike. And there would be no reason for me to have a bike. Everything was too far away from where I lived.
Sure.
There's shopping centers everywhere, but it's still like this urban sprawl, and everything's just spread out, and you got to travel a long distance to get to places generally.
Well, even if it's only like 3 miles, and it's just like a 20-minute bike ride or whatever, coming back with like 5 bags of clothing or whatever
that.
On a bicycle, yeah. I looked into getting a bicycle recently because I was like, you know, this would be a great way to exercise my dog. So you can just run beside me, and I can just ride a bike. $800 is what these things are running, though. And it's
They're not cheap if you want to get a good bike. There's no doubt about that. But in a town like Keene, you can actually use a bike. When I moved to Keene, I got a bike pretty much right away. And back then it was only like $300 or $350 or something like that. But, you know, I put money in over the years in repairs and that sort of thing. So I probably spent $800 on it over the last 15 years that I've had it. But it's useful because I can go pretty much anywhere in town on a bike. Now, I don't use it for groceries because I still have a car and I can still drive, you know, the car to whatever I need to grocery. But if I need to just go to court or if I need to go someplace where normally I'd have to pay to park, go out to eat or something like that, I'll ride the bike I can and get a little bit of exercise. So it just depends on your circumstances in life. If you're in a city where it just doesn't make sense to ride a bike, no amount of promotion of the idea is going to get people on board with it unless they were looking for some new form of exercise. You know, that's it.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That, in a nutshell, it'd be like having a national jogging day or a national walking day or whatever. It's like, I mean, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
And Keene is highly walkable, but
it's
just not going to attract people to get out there and start walking if they don't already have an interest in doing it. And
I
don't need to make people aware that, hey, did you know you can use your own two legs to propel yourself from one location to the other? We're raising awareness about that. It's this new thing.
Yeah. Have you heard of this thing called a bicycle? The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is on the way. We still have this dueling articles. One about how Americans have it great. And another one saying Americans are pretty concerned for their finances.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.